You are listening to Super Yacht Radio.
And welcome back to Super Yacht Radio. I am delighted to finish up this show. We're talking with a good friend. She is a nutritional therapist, Ilona Madden. Lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for asking me to join you as well, Maeve.
I have to say, I've been listening about berries and seeds, and really, I kind of wanted to chat with you to get a deeper understanding, because I realize even in myself, you know, I'll be talking about, we all know fiber is good and on top of things, they say antioxidants, but actually it was only in doing the show myself and I started to look in a little bit more. It gave me much better understanding kind of why these are so important. So if we can like look first at the berries, because I've been talking about like a freeze-dried version, very much Nordic berries, but I think it kind of is the same for almost all. They might vary differently in fiber, but essentially the nutrients in berries are very similar. I think the most obvious thing is probably vitamin C is what most people first think. But it surprised me when I looked into it, there were like a lot of other nutrients that, you know, really have a profound effect on our health, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, that is the thing. I mean, we all hear about, we know of vitamins and we know of minerals maybe, but there are so many other nutrients in berries, but also in other foods, of course, that have functions in our body that we don't even fully understand everything and exactly how they work. But berries especially, they are rich in antioxidants. So every process in our body, we produce, free radicals. So when we are exposed to kind of environmental toxins and things, so we produce those free radicals. So what the antioxidants do is basically keep them under control.
So if they get out of control, what's the effect then?
So that's what we call oxidative stress. And the oxidative stress can have all sorts of issues. Like it can, you know, just from aging quicker that your skin, kind of the damage in your skin could be higher. But it can also have more that it can't control, you know, it causes damage. So it's like oxidation is what's happening when something is going rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, so and that's basically what's happening in your body. So it can affect your DNA and your cell growth and reproduction. So we're constantly renewing our cells in the body. But if there's any damage or anything interrupted, you know, so it affects your overall health, to put it shortly.
Yeah. Well, I just in reading up a little bit more, there's a lot of interesting studies in various different parts of this, but one that struck me was about also even looking down at the arterial level, you know, the damage in your endothelial cells, which, you know, kind of line your arteries. Antioxidants can have a really positive effect even down to that level. And as we know, you know, heart disease and atherosclerosis are major heart conditions that affect a lot of people as they get older.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, basically they work on the enzymes that control that, you know, so they can control your blood pressure. So there are some studies that also help, you know, so just to keep them all smooth, your arteries, but it is really an important thing to understand. The healthy arteries is what is important for your heart health. Mm. So we all hear about cholesterol. And cholesterol only becomes really an issue when your arteries are damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is damage to them and when they're sticky and when there's some damage, that's where the cholesterol then sticks and the plaque builds up. But if your arteries are healthy, you wouldn't even need to worry too much about it. So, yeah.
Well, and just on the cholesterol level, it was one of the interesting studies I did read as well was they did a study with obese people and they had 50 grams of freeze-dried berries. I didn't actually get how long the study was for, but in this group, 28% within, I think it was something like 8 weeks, had lower LDL levels, which is basically, you know, the precursor to having cholesterol issues. So it's just that, you know, knock-on effect of one affecting the other, affecting the other. I found that kind of fascinating as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and exactly, Maeve. So that study shows it's reducing the so-called bad cholesterol, the LDL, but it also prevents the LDL from being oxidized, and that's where the damage happens. So, you know, in the early studies, like years ago, when we first studied the whole cholesterol issue, we knew there was something. It had something to do with cholesterol and heart disease, but now we understand more and more that it's the oxidation. So it's the arteries damaged and the fat, the cholesterol actually being oxidized. And that's where the issue comes from. So cholesterol is actually a substance we do need to live. Mm-hmm. All our hormones are made of cholesterol. Our brains need cholesterol. Our body actually produces it. So the liver produces it. So it's not all bad, you know, yeah. What we always think. So we do need it, but we do need to avoid the oxidation of it, and we need to keep our arteries healthy. But another aspect of the berries, of the fiber that is in berries, is when you excrete, you know, when your regular bowel movements, and so they also help, the fiber also helps to excrete excess cholesterol as well.
Ah, okay. Because we're going to go a little bit more into fiber and the huge impact it has, but there was also in berries, it's a soluble fiber. And this can also affect not just our bowel processes, but how we, if I'm right, gain weight, because it's also the feeling of fullness. Am I, yes. I right on this?
Absolutely, yes. So all fiber, again, you know, not just from berries, but from all other, you know, vegetables and, you know, flax seeds and hemp seed and all of those seeds. What fiber does, it kind of bulks up, it slows down the process through your digestive tract and keeps you fuller for longer. And if you're fuller for longer, you're not as hungry, so you're less likely to eat. Mm. Whereas, you know, if you eat white toast, you can eat quite a lot and like an hour later, you're hungry again. You know, yeah, it doesn't really fill you up. It just goes right kind of through. There's no substance to it. So
it's what my kids call the McDonald's syndrome. You know, they don't often go, but if they go to McDonald's and they're usually hungry kids, looks lovely. They have the meal and an hour later, they're like, oh, I'm hungry again, you know, because
absolutely. Yeah. And that's what fiber does. It kind of slows everything down and keeps you fuller for longer.
And just before, because I want to go more into fiber with our seeds, but one of the other interesting, I mean, we were talking about the kind of vitamins, but when I was looking a little bit more deeply, it was also that, you know, berries had manganese, folate, and copper as well, which surprised me. But copper is also quite important, I believe, in transporting iron. So it was these like micronutrients, because we know all about the vitamin C, but those, you know, more micronutrients are the ones that I think most people only see on their multivitamin pack and, you know, don't really understand the importance of them as well.
Yeah, I mean, they are in small amounts in berries, but the same like manganese is in it and vitamin K. So they all play a role in all these enzymatic functions. So, you know, whether it's your brain, your whole nervous system, it's involved in that process. So it helps your bones as well, your mental well-being, you know. So it's like manganese, for example, is good for your thyroid. It helps, you know, we hear about now, everyone talks about vitamin D for absorption, yep, of calcium, but manganese is involved, vitamin K is involved, boron is, you know, so all of those micronutrients that might not get the big
get the press, really, do they?
No, but it's all connected. So for example, when you're eating, the vitamin C is not just important for all the immune system that we hear, but the vitamin C is important for you to absorb your iron. It's important for you to absorb your E vitamins. So if you, for example, if you take just vitamin E on its own, it's not as effective as if you take, you know,
in combination.
And in berries, I mean, in all foods, in most normal real foods, it's all there. You know, everything is there too. Yeah, like for your skin, it's good because vitamin C helps with the collagen, so that your skin is nice and tight. And but also for, you know, as you get older, like your joints and everything needs collagen.
I'm feeling that as you say tight, I'm like, oh, definitely do with more collagen tightening as we get older, you know.
So, you know, it's all connected. And that's what I find fascinating with the nutrients. And that's so as nutritional therapists, that's what we look at, the nutrients that we need rather than calories in the food, because they have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to move on from, because there's actually an overlap. I mean, particularly with, funny, we were mentioning manganese and I saw that came up. But the other people we were talking with, Elixir Oil, have been in operation for quite a long time, and they started with flax seeds and, you know, had a flaxseed crush, which I have to say, now that I read a bit more about it, I realize I really need to go and get a pack of flax seeds and start checking them into my food.
Absolutely.
Or probably get one of these already done. And hemp seeds as well. Now, there seems to be quite an overlap of those two seeds. They seem to be very similar in some of their properties. I think the biggest, most obvious one is fiber, which is what we were talking about. But just to kind of go a little bit more into that on the gut level, when we had been catching up before the show, one of the books I loved was called The Gut. And yeah. Fiber has a really important role in gut health. And gut health has a really important role then in not only how we absorb things, but how we can absorb those micronutrients that we need for everything in our brain. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's an absolutely fascinating
whole show. Just topic. To be honest,
how much time have we got, Maeve? No, but the whole gut is, and we only really get to understand it in recent years with research. But back, whatever, 600 BC, Hippocrates already said all disease starts in the gut. So it's been known for a very long time. So basically, we have trillions and trillions of gut bacteria in our gut, and they live there. They have their own DNA and they behave in a certain way. So some of them support us. They produce vitamins and they produce vitamins, and they also help your immune system. So 70% of our immune system is in the gut. But there is also a gut-brain axis. So how our gut health affects our mental health. There's fantastic studies being done in Cork University for the last number of years, where they really identify specific gut bacteria that affect our well-being, how we deal with stress, how we deal with, depression, anxiety. And it's fascinating. So what we do by eating a wholesome diet that is rich in fiber, we are feeding those gut bacteria, and in return, they look after us.
Yeah,
that's probably the basic thing. So we have a lot of, you know, there's so-called bad bacteria that can cause disease and can cause inflammation. So the more good ones we have, they crowd out the bad guys.
Yeah, and I find it fascinating, like, that it really gets down to the blood-brain barrier. Do you know, it has that whole effect. There's also, and this kind of leads into it, because the other thing that these seeds are known for in particular is the omega-3s and the omega-6s. Yes. So while we're talking about brain health, the omega-3s in particular are so hugely important, really, for our brain health. Because it's kind of the building blocks, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they are called essential fatty acids for a reason. So they are essential. We need to get them into our bodies. And our brain absolutely needs them for our well-being. And there are, again, studies that, you know, that the supplementation or eating more fish and, you know, oily fish in particular, getting more omegas in, does help, the seeds as well, although the seeds need to be converted. So, but they do provide the omegas as well. And they're really important for your mental well-being and for your brain health. So, and they're essential. And most people nowadays just don't eat enough of, don't get enough of them. Yeah.
Okay. It's one of those interesting, I can't remember which one, but basically, particularly for serotonin, which is the brain chemical we have less of in depression, but omega-3s is one of the kind of essential building blocks in creating it. And so it's one of those, you know, seasonal affective disorder or anxiety or depression. And over the past 2 years, we all know the rise in mental health. It very much strikes me that, you know, we should be supplementing our food tremendously more in order to kind of weather what we're kind of, a lot of people have been experiencing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's not just, it's for the brain health, but it's also overall in your body. They're also anti-inflammatory. They have anti-inflammatory properties. So what's important is, and that's where the hemp oil and flaxseed come, the ratio between your omega-6 and your omega-3s are important. So omega-6 is, you know, you'd find it in a lot of processed food. And if you have too much of that and not enough of the omega-3, your body gets inflamed, which, you know, inflammation is okay if it's in a small amount, that's a healing process. But if it's constantly there, it is linked to all the modern diseases like diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer. And that's what the omegas do as well.
Okay. So it's actually also making sure you have the right balance, and you get omega-6 is actually quite easy to get, but omega-3, we really need to look at our fish and our seeds and our nuts for that as a source.
Exactly. So most people would get too much of the six and it's not in balance. So that's another, yeah.
We've talked, and similarly, I saw, like, we've talked about LDL and cholesterol. The seeds also have an important role with these as well.
They raise your good cholesterol. They raise the HDL. And again, that is something we now know, that it's not just your overall cholesterol that's important to look at, but it's the ratio between your LDL and your HDL. So the LDL is the one that's produced by the liver, and the HDL is the one that cleans it up and brings it back to the liver to, you know, process it. Okay. So if that is low compared to your LDL, so again, your overall isn't that important, but it's the ratio between the two.
Keeps coming up in life, doesn't it? Getting the right balance.
Balance, absolutely.
Omega 3, omega 6 balance.
Absolutely, yeah. Just, you know, something, again, I want to say, you know, with the hemp oil, hemp seeds, they're also good in protein. They're also an excellent source of protein.
Which also is it was one of the things we were chatting about is years ago, I remember kind of looking, there was in the 90s and 2000s, there was this whole protein focus, you know, the Atkins and 10 other different forms of it. But one of the, although I did not think there was going to be any balance in this, it did, when I was reading about it, it did show that, you know, having sufficient protein allows a slower release of energy, which helps, you know, balance out. And it was interesting, you know, culturally, we don't think about this, but there was this story about him going up to the Eskimos and how the Eskimos survive on basically a fairly focused protein diet. But one of the reasons he couldn't replicate it just eating meat all the time, one of the differences is they ate the whole thing and it came back to them. They had the right balance of the omega oils and they survived really well on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to eat the whole seal, but it was interesting to me, combination of...
That we eat everything. And that's why, eating your whole foods is so important, you know, not just isolating, you know, one thing.
And then just the last little things, because also similarly, they have similar micro minerals, and similarly, there's manganese. We talked about zinc. The other one, and I'm really aware of this because I have vegetarian daughters, is they are quite high in B vitamins. And B vitamins, particularly in a world that we have a lot of new vegan and vegetarians, is another vitamin that is going to be really important to get in there. Along with the to be honest, that's also a challenge with vegetarians.
Absolutely, yeah, it is. I mean, that's a whole different topic, Maeve, as well, you know, what you... it is really important. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being vegan or vegetarian, but it is so important to get the right nutrients in. And that is something I have seen in clients who come to me who have been vegan for a while, but haven't actually been getting the right nutrients. So there is absolutely, you have to, you know, combine your proteins. You have to really make sure to get your B vitamins for your energy. But you can absolutely live a healthy, you know, lifestyle as vegan, but you need to probably be a bit more careful.
Yeah. And the other thing is, although you can take supplements, you don't absorb supplements in the same way as you absorb natural sources of foods.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually interesting. I read a study and that your supplements are actually better absorbed if you also have the real food in your diet. So that are supplements, and you need to always look at the pyramid. The most important thing is getting your nutrients from food, but the more real food you eat. So your supplements, I mean, just even saying, you know, just only adding berries and only adding hemp on its own is probably not sufficient overall. So you need to always look at the whole picture. But when you're supplementing, they are better absorbed. So if you, you know, we all go through phases, like maybe, you know, you have a bit of cold or whatever, other infection or so. You just need more vitamin C. In times of stress, we need more magnesium, for example. So supplements have absolutely their place, but only as a supplement and still eating the real food. Yeah. So there's no point in just having a good multivitamin and eating lots of rubbish.
And then that's it. I've done it. I've ticked the box.
Yeah. No, it's again, it's all connected. So
yeah. It'll be amazing. I could have talked about each one of those at length, but thank you so much for coming in today. And just,
well, you're welcome.
It's been lovely talking about these foods, but to really understand the impact that healthy eating can have and the nutrition we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And berries are, you know, I mean, they're handy to eat, you know, and you know what you said, like with the freeze-dried option is it doesn't go off. So one of the problems is if you buy berries and you know, trying to keep them in the fridge or whatever, they go off, like especially raspberry, very quickly. So it's so handy, you know, like, but they're so, you know, they're so packed with nutrients. They're very handy to sprinkle over, you know, your cereal or porridge or whatever in the morning, your yogurts, add them in, and yeah, off you go.
And for, I mean, these would be going to where the crew can be working, you know, long late hours, constantly on their feet, you know, sometimes don't get a break for lunch. So, and yachts don't have the biggest storage cupboards. So to be able to, you know, have on the go food that is healthy.
And it's, I mean, normally the berries, if you get the berry on its own, it's 80% water. So it's just taking out, basically, the water is taking out. Still need to drink loads of to stay hydrated. But
That's so true.
Difference there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Well,
you're very welcome, Maeve. All the best.
Pleasure. So
lovely talking to you.
You too. And for further information about all of this, please go to Soup Yacht Foodie, and there I have more detailed information on all of our guests today. And thank you so much, Ilona Madden. For anyone who is Dublin-based, please get in contact with me if you would like any further information. Thank you so much. Stay well. Stay safe.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favorite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfill your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.
This is Super Yacht Radio.